Well, it is time now for the Borough Business Call-In Show. And I have Assemblymember John Haverlick joining me here in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, I understand there's a regular Assembly meeting tonight that starts at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. As usual, it's open to the public.
That's correct.
I would like to just kind of go over the agenda and let people know a little bit about what you're going to be considering tonight as an Assembly. Looks like the Assembly will be considering a design contract for additional work on the new drive-down dock.
That's correct. They have about $1.3 million left over from the drive-down dock project, and they want to put a bulkhead beside it so that fishermen can unload their halibut sheds and small tour boats like National Geographic and that can pull up beside it. It'll look similar to the crane dock, and mainly just for commercial boats and, you know, and like I said, small cruise boats. And right now they're looking at the cost being between like 1.5 or 1.7, and I think they have about 1.5 now, and they're doing it really smartly. They're doing it in phases, so if they have 1.5, then they can. They've already told the architect, design us what we can do for 1.5.
Wow, that's pretty good news. Some leftover money there.
Yeah, and so it shouldn't cost the taxpayer. Well, it shouldn't cost the taxpayers or the harbor or anything, which is where you want to be.
All right, and then another. I mean, this is construction season. I just read a bunch of announcements. Road construction happening, and then there's also more work at the docks. Looks like something happening at Middle Harbor, and you already, as an Assembly, agreed on a local company, Tamaco, to do some repair work there?
That's correct. They had they weren't the lowest bidder. They were about, I think, $7,800 above the lowest bidder, which was Western Barge. And they do fantastic work, and so does Tamaco, but the emphasis is trying to keep things local. And so we went with a little bit higher bid to go with local hire, and hopefully it'll come in at the $165,000 that Western put in, that so we don't have to pay the $7,000 extra, because this is an insurance settlement, and the insurance may only want to go to the lowest bid, because a cruise ship ran into it last year, so they're fixing it up this year.
Okay, so that's the repair work we're talking about.
That's correct.
All right. And let's see here. Also, we have some money from the state, I guess, for sewer work on South Nordic Drive. And what I see here on paper is $0.7 million. And the Assembly will be considering accepting that money?
That's correct. I think that's going to go along with the construction that's going on. So the timing's perfect. It actually will save us money since they're already doing construction, and that part of the infrastructure is pretty dated and needs to be upgraded, so the timing's perfect.
So along with the road work, they can repair or do some upgrades on
right.
the sewer system?
Yes.
On South Nordic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's state funding, so...
So it shouldn't cost the taxpayers anything, which is, again, the way we want to go.
All right, well, anything else that you think the public might want to know about, or issues that are facing the borough right now?
No, the only thing I can think of is we were hoping to get the numbers for the police station to see how much that would is going to run. We have a little over, I think, $6 million now for it, and I wish they would do it like the harbor and say, okay, give us a design of what we can do with $6 million so we don't have to go to bonding or borrowing or taxing or anything like that. And I, you know, been trying to push for that for the last year and haven't heard anything yet, and I guess we haven't gotten the numbers for the architect, but I'm really hoping, you know, if nothing else, we can do like other projects and phase in for the money we have rather than go out and beg, borrow, and steal, you know, other funding.
That's one of the major projects for the borough.
Well, it's our top priority. And it's an abysmal shape. The police station's awful. We really should have done that before we did the pool or the library or the fire station. And you know, one thing led to another, and it got put on the bottom of the list rather than the top. But it's almost it's basically a safety hazard, health hazard. It needs a lot of work, and it needs it done now. So again, that's why I'm hoping they would say, we have $6 million. How much of it can we fix, or can we do it all for $6 million, and just not make it real pretty, or or huge, or whatever? Because sometimes we tend to overdo our projects.
All right. Well, maybe there'll be an update on that.
Hopefully,
at the meeting tonight.
It'd be nice.
At 7. All
and
right.
That's the only thing I can think of that's going around. The other stuff's just general business of updating ordinances and, lining them up with the borough and that. But it should be a pretty quick meeting.
Okay. Well, it starts at 7 o'clock again tonight, and KFSK will be broadcasting it. If you can't make it to the assembly chambers yourself, but you want to stay informed, just tune into the radio.
Right. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for stopping in today. We just heard from John Haverlick. He's an assembly member for the Petersburg Borough Assembly.